All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter and head booker of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We're starting a new season here as we get ready for Hard Day's Night on September 6th. We have four major storylines going on the course of this season through the summer. We have Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass in a heated feud. We have Dan Spivey as a seemingly unbeatable television champion. An open invitation, which I'll get to at the very beginning of this week's card, for any wrestler to come and to challenge for any PWA title. And then we'll have two new gangs join the PWA in the month of June. And they will have a classic gang war that goes on until we reach Hard Day's Night. And then we should be finished with that one. So that's what we're looking at for the rest of the season as we begin. Let's start this week from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. We have one extension for the contract, that is Honky Tonk Man continuing on with the PWA. But we'll see in a minute that we've got a couple of departures as well. So I start off coming out to the ring and announcing the open invitation to any wrestler in the world who would like to come and challenge for any PWA title. We are not wanting to be seen as some sort of just regional, just local. While yes, all of our cards take place basically in Northern Illinois, it is not simply just an Illinois wrestling group. So anybody can do it. Now I also announced that Black Bart has been released from the PWA because he still has not paid his fines from the attack on Iceman King Parsons, which leads to the first of the storylines this season with Iceman and Cowboy Ron Bass, because it was in a match between those two that then Black Bart decides to try to hang Iceman. He has no intention to pay the fines either. I called out J.J. Dillon once again to tell him that all of his wrestlers may face suspension if the fine is not paid tonight. And Dillon refuses to answer my summons. I wait for a couple minutes, just kind of talking in the ring with the fans. But neither Dillon nor any of his men come out to the ring. With no response, I shrug, head back to the dressing room, and let the matches begin. Opening match has Facade facing off against Tim Horner, and the Neon Ninja has an awesome showing against Horner, hitting the Dragon Cutter for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 16 seconds. Next up is the television title on the line, Dan Spivey defending the title against Iron Mike Sharp. The newly minted television champion makes his first title defense against former champion Iron Mike Sharp. Sharp has been complaining ever since he lost the title in the first round of the Round Robin tournament back in March. He has been wanting a title shot, which I've given him over and over again. He keeps losing those title shots. So I give him one more. Sharp did everything he could to derail Spivey's desired long run as television champion. But it is Spivey who gets the pin after a powerbomb to retain the title in a time of 12 minutes, 7 seconds. Next match has the number one contendership on the line for the Illinois heavyweight title. Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And Lawler and Bass brawl throughout the match. Lawler drops the strap, but Bass tosses him into the turnbuckle and then rolls him up with a handful of tights to win the match in a time of 14 minutes, 7 seconds. Your new number one contender for the Illinois heavyweight title is Cowboy Ron Bass. Next up has Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And they have a wonderful match. Scorpio uses his flying skills to his full advantage until he goes for a springboard 450 off the ring apron. Gilbert lifts his knees and gets the pin with a small package in a time of 8 minutes, 24 seconds. Next we have the other half of the former World Tag Team Champions, as Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels faces off against current Tag Team Champion Billy Gunn. And the sparks from the previous feud between the champions and the former champions ignite again as Gunn and Daniels lock up. It is like no time has elapsed since they were battling over all the tag title belts. But Daniel gets the win after a vicious stomach breaker in a time of 5 minutes, 40 seconds. Next up has the other half of the World Tag Team Champions, Jesse James Armstrong, facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley. And they have a great match. Dudley takes the lead in the match early. Dudley whips Armstrong into the ropes. He picks him up for a one-arm choke slam, but he twirls with him before dropping him into the mat. Dudley gets ready to cover, but Precious climbs onto the ring apron. Dudley tells her to get down and let the men wrestle. Precious drops off the mat. As her feet hit the floor, she pulls a pair of brass knuckles from her shorts and slides it into Armstrong. Armstrong nails Dudley with the brass knuckles and tucks them into his tights while Precious distracts Tommy Young. Armstrong covers to get the pin in a time of 19 minutes flat. Next up, Tag Team War. Here we go. Iceman King Parsons and Honky Tonk Man facing off against Chris Candido and Tully Blanchard. A couple of Dillon's men and Iceman wanting to get his shot back at them. But I accompany Honky Tonk Man and Iceman to the ring alongside Sunshine. Dillon accompanies Candido and Blanchard, but Bass and Bart also accompany them. As Dillon and his men seek to assert their numerical superiority, I grab the microphone. I ask Dillon and Bart if they are ready to pay their fines. Bart answers me by punching me in the face. Honky Tonk Man and Iceman step between us, separating Bart and myself. As I gather my wits again, I pick up the microphone that had fallen out of my hand. I announce in my best Vince McMahon tone, "You're fired." This leads Bass, Candido, and Blanchard to step up to stick up for their manager. I hold up my hand. "You want to lay a hand on me? Go ahead. You'll be fired as well. How will that get you world tag team titles?" Candido and Blanchard look at each other. I look to Bass. "You're the number one contender to the Illinois heavyweight title. Do you really want me to hand that over to Lawler? Who do you want to face Armstrong for the title?" The other three take a couple of steps back, distancing themselves from Dillon and Bart. Dillon screams at them that I can't fire them, but they know whose signature is on their paycheck. Bass leaves the ring. Candido and Blanchard tell Dillon and Bart to leave the ring and let them have their match. Dillon protests, but Candido steps in front of him. He says, "Take it to your lawyers and let them take care of him." Grudgingly, Dillon leads Bart out of the ringside area. I take up a spot at the timekeeper's table on the other side of the ring and signal for the match to start. The four men have a marvelous match. I truly consider this as a number one contender match for the World Tag Team titles. It isn't, but the two teams did a great job of showing why they should be considered top contenders for those titles. After almost 20 minutes of this marvelous match, Honky Tonk Man gets the pin after a backbreaker on Blanchard. Candido tries to make the save, but Iceman cuts him off as David Manning makes the pinfall count. Your winners are Iceman King Parsons and Honky Tonk Man in a time of 19 minutes, 49 seconds. Now we get to our main event. One of those that has been brewing for a while, been going on since the Round Robin tournament. American heavyweight title on the line. Terry Gordy defending the title against Dr. Death Steve Williams. The two behemoths renew their rivalry once again for the American heavyweight title. This was a classic match that the fans didn't want to see end. The problem for the fans is that the match had a time limit. Gordy and Williams give the fans everything that the hour could handle. When the time limit was over, the fans were on their feet cheering the great match they had just seen. In the ring, Gordy and Williams were less than enthused that there would not be a finish to this match. Both men leave the ring spent, yet wanting more. And that is the way to end a great season premiere for a wrestling promotion, having a time limit draw between two great wrestlers over one of the titles. And there is going to be more with Terry Gordy and Dr. Death Steve Williams. This is not over by a long shot. Neither one of them are going to take a draw as the finality of their feud. All right, but that's it for this week. I thank you for being here. I am Southern Dynamite, your promoter and head booker for Pro Wrestling America. And we will see you next week as we continue on our way to Hard Day's Night.